Anyway, we'll have some fun here in the next hour, starting with our traditional Friday fun segment that we do every single Friday at 5:30. Now, I had a plan earlier in the week where this was going to be something totally different, but you turn on the TV yesterday, and we watch our first little bit of live sports, and in back-to-back groupings, you saw something that you don't often see in society and or sports, especially modern sports, especially golf.
Okay.
And that is the mustache.
Hmm.
Because Ricky Fowler and Brooks Koepka. Now, we've seen it on Ricky. Ricky has sported it here in the last year or so.
Hey, Ricky.
But Brooks Koepka, that really threw me for a loop. And, you know, Ricky's never been thought of as some sort of sex god, god of love. But Brooks is like a, I mean, he's like an Instagram hunk. Like, he's like one of those guys that posts videos.
The ladies always liked Ricky, I believe. You don't think? He's a little waifish, but.
I would say the general view of the mustache has just had such a rough 25 years for white America.
Yeah.
You know, one half of my family is still very much embracing the mustache.
Your wife, right?
Latino side. No. My wife does not embrace the mustache, but many of her relatives do. I mean, you know, the fact is that Mike might have known that the Latina.
No.
You said occasionally.
The other side of my family. It was just a joke.
Yeah.
Have you ever rocked the stash in a non-losing of a bet situation when you had your goatee?
Only when you grow the beard out and you just walk around the house with it to crack everybody up.
Yeah, that's all I've done, too. I've never done the actual mustache, you know?
Have you?
Just bits.
Well, that's I did it as a ticket bit.
Yeah,
I lost the mustache wheel 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the Fu Manchu. Thank God it was the Fu Manchu. And we had to keep it for 6 weeks, and it was fun and fun and all that.
I look so ridiculous in a mustache because I'm bald and everything, and I think it's probably hair color, but it just could never happen.
Well, I loved seeing it. I thought it was really, really fun and funny. And, you know, typically when I'm watching golf, especially Brooks Koepka, all I'm looking at is a guy that can hit the ball 800 yards. And yesterday and today, all I can look at is a mustache.
He's just bored. He's, you know, supermodel, probably told him not to grow it, and so he just did it because he's Brooks.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Exactly. So, anyway, based on that, I wanted to give you guys my favorite mustaches of all time from a celebrity standpoint.
This is fantastic Radio Man research here because I can't even imagine a list, but you have one.
Well, I mean, I had to compile it. It wasn't like it just rattled off the top of my head. I had to think about it. And definitely the guys that are at the top of the list, they were very, very easy to think of. But I needed a little bit of help. And thanks to the internet, you can find all of these things.
Corby's top mustache list.
Yes. Some of these are comedy related.
Yeah. What's the criteria here? All time? Like classics, like they look the best, weirdest.
In my estimation,
yeah,
they make the human better.
Oh,
they add another layer to the human being. No, they add another layer to the human being, whether it be accentuating comedy, mm-hmm. accentuating good looks, accentuating the badassness of maybe a performer.
Mm-hmm. And see, as we try to bring everybody together under the banner of there's only one race, the human race.
Right.
I would like to say that the mustache has to have a white guy division because our ethnic friends look so much better in mustaches because of skin tone to hair color, right?
Now, very early on, and this guy is at number 7, and I'm certainly glad you brought that up. These are my top 7. Did I mention that?
You did.
Okay.
Nobody does 8.
No. 7. Because at the very early on in my life, I was a collector of football cards. And I would, you know, get the Topps, whatever, 1974 collection, and I'm rifling through all of it, and I study them, and I turn them over and look at stats. And there was one guy that stood out, and my dad was sitting next to me as I'm doing this one time, as an early, a young lad, and I see this one guy, he goes, oh, he goes, have you seen any of his movies? I'm like, 10. I'm like, no, I've never seen this guy's movies, but man, this is really cool the way he looks. And it was Fred the Hammer Williamson.
The Hammer.
Who was in a bunch.
Hunter? Is that not him?
No, it's Fred Dreyer. Right?
Yeah, no, Fred the Hammer Williamson is an African-American friend.
Oh, yeah.
He was in a bunch of blaxploitation movies. And his mustache was so badass. And it added to the element of him being... I didn't pick Shaft. Okay, Shaft was too easy. But Fred the Hammer Williamson's mustache made him even more imposing of a human being. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and he definitely had a long time non-mustache phase where I think he was easy on the eyes for the ladies and then probably got bored like Brooks.
Right.
And grew a mustache and had a whole new phase of now mustache Fred the Hammer Williamson.
Yeah, he was, it was quite impressive.
I only know him from Dusk Till Dawn. Late in life, he was in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Man, I barely remember that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
You're good.
He was a badass as a player because he had the forearm shiver that got outlawed.
Like the clothesline or whatever. Yeah.
He posed nude in Playgirl magazine.
That too.
Oh, man. That is badass. At number six, Borat.
Okay.
No. Think about it. Could Borat have pulled off Borat without that ridiculous piece of comedy gold? That made the Sacha Baron Cohen get up 100%.
Sexy time.
Am I not right?
No, it's very true. Was it a authentic mustache?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, it was real.
Was it?
Oh, God, yes, okay. That thing was real.
All right, because it looks extremely fake.
Which makes it even better.
Yeah.
That is the most ridiculous mustache anybody has ever grown, and that was, and it still holds up. It's not like, you know, you can go back and watch the Borat little comedy vignettes and think that they're bad. You watch it now, and they're funnier than ever, and that mustache is so dumb, and that haircut is so crazy that it makes him the perfect comedian, almost.
You Google image it, and just every picture...
Oh, it's the swimsuit?
Well, the swimsuit, and everyone has the double thumbs up.
Yep.
And, like, the terrible smile.
The lime green swimsuit that went up over his shoulders is in every picture.
Do you remember the full name of his movie? It was Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's a mustache.
But it made him. Now, I almost put Ron Burgundy on there at this point because he also, that mustache made Ron Burgundy. But dude, give me, when you're talking about comedy, Borat's mustache was the perfect accessory piece to comedy. At number five, one of the true all-time man's man mustaches and a guy who I can't imagine life without it, Mike Ditka.
Oh, yeah. It's almost shocking it's not higher on your list.
Well, you'll understand when I tell you the other ones that hold a much higher place. But Mike Ditka's mustache made him look mean. Right? Like, made him look squared away, coach mean.
Ditka.
And without it, I don't think he holds the same clout with his players. They don't find him fearsome without that mustache. And it was perfect for 1985, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, did he play a completely mustache-less the whole way and only added it as a coach?
That's correct.
Which, see, he was too soft. As a player, you needed something to where the players would fear you. Let's grow mustache.
Mike, we're going to hire you, but before the season starts, we're going to need a mustache.
Yeah. So Mike is at number five.
The other great thing about Ditka, by the way, is that he was only 43 when he was coaching the 85 Bears.
Are you kidding
which
me?
Which is God. Impossible.
Younger than me.
Oh, my God.
So ridiculous.
He seems so old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was Buddy Ryan like 35 at that time?
Slightly older, but not much.
At number four, Freddie Mercury.
Hmm.
Now, this mustache was gay. And I mean gay. And he knew it was gay. And it was at a time when, as a kid, I thought of everybody that may have been gay had to have a mustache. But his mustache kicked the ass of every other gay person that this country or any other country had to offer. It was awesome. Like, it was mean and out there and large and flowing and... It just, and it made him much more badass of a rock and roll singer, too.
Looks somewhat Borat-y.
A little bit.
Mustache quality. What makes his mustache gay and Borat's mustache
I don't know.
Kazakhstanian?
Because he's not funny.
Okay.
Right?
All
and
right.
And Freddie Mercury also had that huge teeth problem. And that fixed his, was it an underbite?
No, it was an overbite.
Overbite, yeah, like a horrible overbite.
And he counterbalanced it.
Yes, he needed that to kind of separate.
The overbite counterbalance mustache, okay.
Yeah. And it, I don't know. When I was a kid, I loved it. Now, as a kid, I was a fan of the beard because, as I've said many times on these very airwaves, I was obsessed with the look of Barry Gibb. And so I was not a mustache fan, and I think that may have been the first mustache, or the second, I guess, because I'll get to the first one that I noticed, where I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
When I get old...
This could be me.
Could I do this?
I bet you could.
No, I can't. At all. So that's number four. At number three, the great Sam Elliott.
There you go. I was hoping that was on there.
That's a great one.
Now, that is a mustache. And it's intimidating, and it fits his drawl.
I was going to say, does the voice match the mustache?
Maybe more so outside of Borat. But this is real. This isn't doing a bit. This is Sam Elliott to his core. You can't imagine him without it. Matter of fact, in Roadhouse, did he shave it?
I better get on Roadhouse. I think it's been long enough.
It's time. Yeah, it's
looks
time.
Like all scruff. Okay. Mustache and a bit of the beard in Roadhouse.
Seems like he often changed the length of mustache for moods or roles or whatever. Like sometimes it would come down and sometimes it would just kind of go out.
Like the one he has, I think most recently he was seen in the, was it the Doritos commercial where he was doing the Lil Nas X song? The cowboy song or whatever, the horses song.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Yeah,
it's
still the guy's like 70 something years old, and that mustache. I'm just like, golly.
It's also the hair. He has the most incredible
luscious
hair.
Yeah,
it's shockingly thick for his age.
Yeah, we need him to hang around for a long time.
Yeah, he's so great.
Stay with us, Sam, for at least 20 more years.
Now the top two are very obvious, and it was really difficult to pick who was going to end up number one. But number two for me. In greatest mustaches of all time in the celebrity world or sports world is Burt Reynolds. Come on. Like, really? I mean, growing up, I mean, did you guys not look at him and just think, I want to be you? You are everything that I imagine life could be at the age of 40.
Seeing him in The Longest Yard without a mustache was jarring.
Right, or Deliverance. He didn't have it either. Yeah, it's really weird. So when Smokey and the Bandit rolled around and he had that kick-ass mustache with that kick-ass car and Sally Field and, I mean, the beer. I mean, it was just great, right?
Yeah, it's a significant mustache.
And the thing is
it's
that...
It's a mustache that matters.
Not only did kids want to be him, all of our dads wanted to be him. My dad would have killed... He would have left the family... High and dry if you would have said, you can be him right now. Where do I sign up? Right?
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to be Burt Reynolds.
Can't argue with any of this. Let's see if he can stick the landing here, Mike.
Yeah, well, we know where this is going.
Yeah, number one, it's super obvious. It is the great...
Michael Jordan.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will ever top... The Magnum P.I. mustache.
It honestly, it's kind of the Michael Jordan of its office. The Selleck mustache feels like it's a number one, and then there's a chasm down to two.
Matter of fact, could you do a 10-part documentary on his mustache?
Well, this is a great, great question.
See, that's why I'm here, to pose these questions. But, yeah, it's Selleck. I mean, I was so jealous. I mean, I'm, what, 12, 13 years old when Magnum P.I. comes on the air, and then you're like, I will never be that hot. No matter what, I will never look like that guy.
And the thing with him is that even if he shaves it off, he's still hot.
I know.
Some people need a mustache to make him better looking. He could do it either way.
Like Norm.
Like,
yes, yeah. Like Norm.
Wow.
A little harsh.
Are there, no, he admits he has it because of his nose size.
Are there people
There was a bear trap on that one, wasn't there?
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
Just like Freddie Mercury's teeth, he does it the other way.
Like, if you put Norm on one end of the spectrum
and Tom Selleck
on the other, like, is that the biggest gap ever?
Well, aside from
mustaches,
hold on. They're like, almost exactly the same age.
Do you think they, like twins, if they didn't get DeVito and Arnold, it would have been Tom Selleck and Norm?
Yeah, they're 6 months apart in age, just living parallel to each other their entire lives.
I love Selleck so much, and yeah, man, could Magnum P.I., like, he would have looked great without it, but would he have been Magnum without that mustache?
No.
Absolutely not.
Or the tiger hat. Probably need that, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Salute to you, Tom Selleck, and your mustache.
There you go. My favorite mustaches of all time.
Good stuff. Corby,
we tried.
Brooks Koepka can make a run?
No.
Oh.
He is out completely. All right.